Now, this Kasaruiz has cooled down quite nicely. I mean, there's a tiny bit of steam still coming off the top of the shot glass. There's still cream on top, and I've waited at least 2, 3 minutes, if not more. 3 minutes for sure. And I'm putting my nose to it, and what I'm getting, it's really funny, but what I'm getting is I'm getting basmati rice. But I don't know why. I mean, the nose, the mind do funny things. I'm just getting a bit of that, but I really don't know whether that is actually true or not. But I'm going to have a sip. That's actually very nice. The mouthfeel is, you know, don't forget, I've had AeroPress now for the past week. So everything in an espresso will have a richer, thicker mouthfeel. And this one is thick and rich and very, very pleasant. No bitterness whatsoever. And in fact, even this extraction could be a bit slower than it is, so I've got to adjust the grind, but I just wanted to know what it actually tastes like. And I think it's a beautiful coffee. I wonder how it would take to milk, and I can't overdo it. I can't pull too many shots and drink too many coffees, or else I'll just go loopy, and I'm already quite coffee loopy. So back in London and putting Sylvia to the test is very exciting. But yeah, I tell you what, the rain has still followed us and it is tipping it down here in London. It's so sad. It's so sad. But this coffee is very, very pleasant. Taking another sip. I mean, it is on the fruity side, that's for sure. So I think with an earthy kind of rich base, which we know that the Terra Bruzzi is, it might just blend very, very nicely. The question is, of course, the percentage one blends it with. But I'm going to have fun here. All right, this was the Panama Casa Ruiz, which I'm now going to extract one more time and try and get it a bit better.